You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report with your big bad boys in the morning. Might as well start with the biggie, and that is Hurricane Ian. It has devastated lots of Florida. Came on land, tied, Jeremy, they say, for the fifth most powerful storm to ever hit the U.S. That's based on wind speed.
Yeah, the pictures scary. And stuff are coming out. The storm surge is what's insane. I might post that. There's a Fort Myers camera, like a street camera out there, and it's like 6 feet in the air. Mm-hmm. And you see the water up to the camera, essentially, just blowing in. And they have what it normally looks like and what it's looking like now. And it's absolutely just horrific on what's going on there. So I might post that on our Facebook page. It's pretty darn crazy.
Crazy, man. 2 million homes and businesses are without power. Flooding, like Jeremy mentioned, has reached the catastrophic stage. Now the storm is moving off toward the Atlantic, downgraded to a Category 1 storm, but those wind speeds are still at 90 miles per hour.
It's bad. And then about 30 minutes ago, I'm not really sure where Lee County, Florida is. I'd have to look it up on a map, but the sheriff is out there talking right now, and his quote is, "We have fatalities in the hundreds."
Oh, my God.
So once this all rolls through, I bet you they're going to be finding people for a while. It's going to be very sad.
You know, and I think there's a lot of frustration, too. The mayor of Fort Myers gave a little talk yesterday and said people are going to have to be patient. And then he added this at the end, which on one hand sounds cold and heartless. On the other hand, he's right. His quote is, you know, we did evacuation orders. They chose not to follow them. This is what comes with it.
That's right.
So
yeah, you were told to
get
out.
As cold as that sounds, he's right. I mean, for at least 3 or 4 days, there were warnings, get the hell out, leave, leave, leave. And, you know, there's always people like, I'm not leaving my home. And, well, this is
bad
this
news.
Is the
I mean,
you're
obviously, you're going to have, you know, people that can't afford to get out or have nowhere else to go. And I mean, you are definitely going to have those circumstances. And I feel for those people. I feel for them.
I understand that. But there are plenty more who have the means and the opportunity and still choose not to.
Yeah, and I think there were options for everybody. So,
man, I'll tell you what. If I hear a Category 5 hurricane is coming, I'm leaving.
I don't want to be there. They were doing a live stream. They were doing FaceTime with this family that was in their house. And they were on the second level of their house. And the water was up to the windows at the second level, and they were like, we don't know what we're going to do. Yeah. And the news reporter's like, well, why didn't you leave? Well, we didn't think it would be this bad.
Yeah.
Well, okay. On your second floor. Now you're going to have to somehow get up into like an attic to avoid all this.
They are evacuation orders. That means it's going to be bad.
Scary and sad.
Well, you know, the good news is they say the water is starting to recede now. So it's not getting worse in those parts. It's starting to recede, but now it's going to, you know, move to another part of the state. So
big cleanup ahead, though. Very big cleanup.
They say Floridians knew the situation was serious when 21 Waffle House locations closed because the Waffle House is notorious for staying open no matter what. And then if you want a light side of the whole story, some of those crazy weather people who go out and stand there and report on it, some of them were using condoms over the end of their microphones to protect them.
Hey, so. Well, perfect. Why not?
Whatever works.
Does sound get through that? I guess it does.
Oh, I'm biting my tongue right now. They went out and surveyed a bunch of Americans about customer support, which is misnamed anyway, isn't it?
There's
nothing worse than knowing you have to call customer support or customer service for a company. In fact, they surveyed Americans and they found a big portion of Americans would rather go to the dentist, stand in line at the DMV, or do their taxes than have to call customer support.
Yeah, it's the worst. I'm a big fan now of the virtual assistant online. That's been more help than the chatbot or occasionally you get a real person on the other end. I'm a big fan of that. You get help much quicker.
I agree. Chatbot will pass you off to a human after a while, so that's a good way to start.
You just got
to
confuse it.
They surveyed people, and they said, what are the most annoying things that happen when you're dealing with customer support? A couple of them I want to point out. I really agree with this one. Having to repeat details when you're transferred. So you give the person your name, your phone number, your address, your social security number, your blah, blah, blah. And then they talk to you for a minute and they say, I'm going to transfer you. And then the next person asks you all those questions again.
Right.
That is frustrating.
Did you guys make a note?
And number five on the list, terrible hold music. I'm the guy who said we should do a contest for the worst. Who has the worst hold music? Well, there's that. And then the last thing I've got for you is just ridiculous. But there's a new documentary that's coming out, or it is out. No, it comes out on the 12th. There we go. It's going to be on Peacock. The documentary is called I Love You, You Hate Me. Yes, it's about Barney the Dinosaur.
I want to see this. I really want to see it, but I don't want to get another stupid streaming service to watch it.
All right. And you don't want to get that song stuck in your head.
I really don't.
But they interviewed some of the people who have played the part of Barney. And some of these guys reveal that they have received death threats.
Come on.
One person said they were violent and explicit. Death and dismemberment of my family.
Please don't do that.
They said they were going to come and find me and they were going to
kill me.
Oh,
that's somebody who really hates that song.
That's bad.
One of my kids, I don't remember which one it was. It might have been Reed growing up, had a Barney stuffed animal, and you push the stomach and it started playing, oh, I love you.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And he would cry every time that thing would start playing. He would just start bawling.
So your son has good taste.
I know. I was like, we got to get rid of this thing immediately.
I remember one of my favorite stories, somebody that I dated many years ago. She was a single mom and she had a 3 or 4 year old. And I was on the phone with her. No, I was emailing her back and forth about something. And she was like, well, my daughter is in the other room. Somehow she found Barney on a Spanish station. Okay. She said, so it is Barney talking and singing in Spanish. She said, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
So
I want to hear that.
So all over the world, people are subjected to
that horrible song.
Barney. Anyway, that documentary, if you want to see it. I like the name of it. I Love You, You Hate Me.
It's pretty good.
Hits Peacock on the 12th. What else is trending?
Oh, my gosh. The biggest celebrity news yesterday started pinging my phone last night. And then, of course, I went on to the social. And everybody was posting about Coolio. Rapper Coolio was found dead yesterday on the bathroom floor of a friend's house in Los Angeles. He was only 59 years old. The cause of death is unknown at this point. Paramedics are pointing to heart attack, potentially. They didn't find any drugs or drug paraphernalia on him. Most well known, of course, for his song Gangsta's Paradise. Weird Al even parodied it, Dom, with Amish Paradise. Mm-hmm. You know you've made it when Weird Al takes your song and twists it
right.
And does something else. I personally think he's got a couple other good songs. Fantastic Voyage and 1, 2, 3, 4 were actually a couple of my favorites. This is sad. I mean, I got the feels. I listened to Coolio in high school. He was big in the 90s. So this was definitely part of my youth. We had a little Coolio dance party actually last night. We put on some of his music and Nicole and I were like, oh my God, yeah, I remember this one.
Well, now you can say that Coolio has something in common with Elvis. They both went in the bathroom.
They
right?
really did. Yeah, yeah. So that's some bummer news.
Bad.
You know, it's kind of crazy. Actually, going through Facebook yesterday, the amount of pictures that were there with people with Coolio. Like, I didn't know so many people had met this guy. And he must have had a bunch of meet and greets or something because there was pictures of him and some of our listeners all over the place last night. So anyway, that's the big celebrity news this morning. Today is National Coffee Day. All sorts of deals. Dunkin', Krispy Kreme, Pete's Coffee, Wendy's, Panera, Burger King, I think. The list goes on and on. You can search online for a bunch of free coffee deals. Oddly enough, I didn't see anything for Starbucks this morning, so I don't really know what they're doing for National
they're
Coffee
laughing.
Day.
They're like, we don't have to do free coffee. People
they're
are
just
going to
come
see us anyway.
It. Yeah, that's right.
I heard that little The clip this morning of Brian Regan, his whole bit about trying to order black coffee somewhere.
Oh, I
because
didn't hear
it's
that.
Just it's pretty funny. He's like, you just cannot get people to give you black coffee. It doesn't compute for many
right.
people.
Right. You don't want a squirt of something in it? Couple pumps of something? Story says average coffee drinker has about 3 cups of coffee a day here in America.
Is that you?
I have one in the morning, but it's like a double cup. So let's just call it two for me in the morning. And I'm starting to be like my grandma where there's a pot of coffee going around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. For just that little afternoon pick-me-up, you know? Just for the smell, you know? It smells so good. The
biggest coffee addict I knew was my wife, and she hasn't had any in the last 6 weeks.
That's crazy coming
off. I didn't think I would ever see that day, ever.
Yeah. Oh, I love me some coffee. Another auction with some movie memorabilia going for crazy prices. It is Prop Store is the name of this. I think it's an online auction company. Anyway,
what they got?
A Christopher Reeves Superman outfit. The best Superman, Dom. Could go for up to $500,000. It looks really good, actually. They have it on a little mannequin. Some gloves from Darth Vader, the Bible from The Shawshank Redemption, Santa's sleigh from Elf, and a chariot from Gladiator. Who's buying a chariot? Putting it in there like, foyer.
That's funny.
It's a conversation piece. Some great news. A lot of bad news in the world right now, but some great news coming out from Costco. They say their $1.50 hot dog and soda combo is here to stay. It has been around since the 1980s. The CFO was at some event talking about, Costco and their finances and all that stuff. And he says, you know what? That's just one of those things that needs to stay that way essentially forever. He says they're doing well in the travel side of things and the gas side of things, because you can get gas at Costco's. He's like, so we can be more aggressive in those areas and leave the hot dogs alone, because it's a draw. They're really good hot dogs, too. They say, for what it's worth, they should be about $4 in today's money, since they've been around since the 80s. But it should be about $4 for that hot dog and soda, and they're keeping it at $1.50.
Hey, you know, companies need a loss leader, and that's theirs.
That and the rotisserie chicken, I think, are the two biggies. This is pretty cool. Let me give you this, and I'll give you the clickbait. It's a pumpkin spice engagement ring that's out right now. It's from a company called Angelic Diamonds. I posted a picture of it on our Facebook page. It features a whipped cream-shaped center diamond surrounded by white diamonds and orange sapphires encased in a cup-shaped claw, Dom. And they say it's supposed to look like a pumpkin spice latte there on your finger. It says pumpkin spice on the inside of the band when you take it off and you look at it. And then the packaging even comes in a cardboard coffee cup wrap. And then when you open it up, it smells like pumpkin spice inside. And it can be yours for the low, low price of $11,300. AngelicDiamonds.com if you'd like to order one of those up for that special somebody this
fall. Or just go to freaks.com.
Or don't, right? All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find it on Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This one is truly going to give you the feels this morning. I kind of got choked up at the end of it. There's this guy on TikTok, Isaiah something or other, and he does nice things for random people. This time he walked up to this 100-year-old guy that was kind of walking around in the park and offered to take him to Disneyland. And then he filmed their experience at Disneyland. And by the end of the day, this little old man was brought to tears by the really nice day that he had at Disneyland because of this TikTok guy.
Sweetest
video you're going to see all month, I guarantee you. Check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.